My name is Pat Herbst. My title is agronomist for Frontier FS out of the Darlington location. And my responsibilities are working with FS's clients. So
FSC.
Right.
What are you talking to producers about here at World Dairy Expo?
Well, this is a seed booth here today. We talk about different varieties of the plant. This is a silage booth. People are, you know, this is a dairy promotion. I work with a lot more grain farmers than I do dairy farmers, but I do have, you know, a half a dozen that I work with. Silage selection is very important.
Well, what would you like to say about that?
The FS brand seed has done a lot of work in promoting their silage hybrids. They've done very well. More milk per ton, more milk in the cooler, that's more money, you know, especially where the dairy's been going. So we're here trying to get people to use more of the FS seed brand to improve the profitability of their operation. So
that's why a lot of them are here.
That's why they're all here, that's right.
Well, so you do more than that, forage seed. You have corn, soybeans. Tell me about your company.
Well, I've got to talk to my area, okay? I work in Lafayette County in Wisconsin. And, you know, I don't like saying this because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but there's better dirt there. I mean, the closer you get to the southwestern corner of the state, you know, you got more Tama soil, more Ashdale soils, more higher producing soils. So of course I would expect, and them farmers expect, that the yields will be higher. So that's what my particular area, I go for more row crops than I do the silage corn. So I'm always, you know, soil testing, making recommendations. Seed's a big deal to me, picking the right hybrids, biggest, more yield. It's more fun to me to get higher yields selecting, doing everything for the farmer. You know, it's like we both win, you know. So I'm a big backer of the FS brand, and we have the Monsanto DeKalb hybrids. So I sell a combination of the two. And, you know, first of all, you start with a soil test. You go out and you take soil tests. You look at the land. You work with the farmer on how he can improve his fertility, how he can improve his weed control. And the biggest thing is hybrid selection, to me. So you spend a lot of time on that, because working with a soil test, you know, you can only do so much with that. Chemical selection now with Roundup Ready hybrids, you know, you can keep fields clean, but seed selection is important. So to fit each individual farm or field even. So that's what I try to do.
Okay. Well, you have some programs in place to help farmers along that route as well. You've got your FS Green Plan Solutions. What is that?
Well, I've worked for Frontier FS, or at the FS GrowMark system, for 28 years. And the Green Plan Solutions has been around a long time. I mean, we've kind of went different avenues since then. But the Green Plan Solution was just a program put together for marketing, planning, record-keeping system. Like I said, the soil test, field-by-field, keep track of fertility, chemicals, what seed you put on them. Something for the farmer to be able to treat field different. So, like I said, you kind of keep updating that. We've went to doing special things, treating small acreage different to see what kind of things we can maybe make, get a little, spark a little more yield to where we can make it out of more mass acres, treat them in bigger acres so we can get that yield response, which leads us to the program we have now, which I really like, is the Pursuit of Maximum Yield. I have actually a pretty good group of farmers. I think I have 8 individual farmers that have took, and we have selected, you know, a small amount of acres, 20, 30, 40 acre plots, to where we're doing a lot of different things and trying to get yield response. So maybe if we can see something that's really doing good, we can treat it over more acres or all of them. And remember now, we do this with economics not involved. So we do things like add extra sulfur, add zinc, maybe raise populations, added N, building soil P and K test higher than normal, adding fungicides, doing all kinds of things, taking a seed and virtually putting it on an acre, then treating that acre as you might say, a main plot. So, got a lot of things going on. Like, I'm doing business with a gentleman in Belmont, Wisconsin, named Stephen Bogart, which he has, like I said, good dirt, a lot of Tama soil. You know, Belmont area is a good area. If anybody's going to listen to this, they'll know that. We raised populations up to, you know, that 41, 42,000. We've increased our N. You know, I almost shouldn't even say this. We're putting 280, 300 units of N on. We've put, 10 pounds of zinc on. We've put 30 pounds of sulfur. We put two applications of fungicide on at V5 and then again at Tasseling. Got to be honest with you, I think we're going to see some big response this year. You know, that 280, 300 bushel of the acre is not going to be out of reach. Is it going to justify doing it on a lot of acres? I'll let you know after harvest.
So these programs, is that value added when they buy your products, or is that something that they sign up for and do extra? Is this just something that comes with working with you guys?
Well, this is something that comes with working us. You know, we all look at it as a pride thing. So we want to get the most yield, something to brag about, you know. So that's why I've got a group of 8 of them doing it. And they're all competing against each other, and they all know it. Different hybrids, different programs. Some people put a large amount of manure on, for example. There's a lot of things we're doing. And things that I take from this, I'll take to other clients and customers. And hopefully, in the end, we all win. But that is yet to be determined.
And your on-farm discovery program, is that related to this?
On-farm discovery program is what got the pursuit of maximum yield going, I think, but whatever. The on-farm discovery was doing little things in a certain place. Like, it started out as you wanted to do one thing to see if it changed, or we did another. Like, for example, maybe some guys put zinc and sulfur on the corn, and then they'd go right over here and they wouldn't put any, and then they'd skip and they'd put added nitrogen on, and we'd do a bunch of little strip trials. Well, this isn't really a strip trial. This is, you know, big acres trials. This is 10, 20, 40 acres. So that's the difference to me. The pursuit of maximum yield is here to stay. You're going to see people do this every year, but I just think it'll just get over more acres is all.
Seems like a good management practice.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely a good management practice. You know, and if we can find something that where we can get added yield over all the acres, then we will do it. Well, you know, that people are going to say, well, I can afford to do that if I'm going to get the return. And I personally think we're going to find some things out this year. The added nitrogen is going to pay this year. I can see that. The added fungicides are going to pay. I mean, I can see that already before harvest, which them harvest, we're going to start harvesting them here next week. So we're going to get there. It's going to make a difference. So,
anything else you'd like to add?
I'll tell you, I'm a little winded. I've talked quite a bit here. So you go right ahead.
Okay, we're good.
It's all good.
Well, what is your customer base? I mean, how far out is your...
I do about
well, the company.
$8.5 million worth of business.
I got customer base of probably, I think last year I had 120 clients. But my top 40 accounts are, you know, 92% of my business. Mm-hmm. You know, the old 80-20, but mine's more 90-10.
So. Primarily Wisconsin?
I'm going to say yes, but I have a half a dozen accounts in Illinois. They're scattered out a little bit, but all good. I got all good accounts, or I couldn't be happier with the customers I work with. So.